You may have noticed that we like to do episodes of two. We like to connect the episodes, and today we're talking still about the lifestyle. In the last episode, we talked about sleeping habits and how many hours you need of sleep. Today, we want to focus on stress. We want to make sure we make a distinction between different kinds of stress and to understand it well so we can use it in a proper way.
So today, indeed, we are going to stress you out. One way to try to explain what is stress and how important it is in your life is that it's kind of a normal mechanic or feedback loop. So in Pure Energy and Pure Lifestyle, we were talking about physical activity or exercise, and that would generate a stress or physical fatigue. Then you rest and recover, and then your body will adapt. You create new fiber so you can get into more challenge, adventure, or other physical activities. So the stress is like a sensor. It's a marker. You can see also as a way, it's an alarm. So if there is fire in the room next to yours, you will be very happy that there is an alarm because it's going to save your life.
Of course, yes.
Now, if you have an alarm clock to wake you up and it's a very important meeting, then you are very happy that there is that alarm clock because it's waking you up so you don't lose your job. Mm-hmm. So an alarm is very useful. It's not very nice to hear, but it's very useful. Now, as you know, if that alarm keep ringing, it starts to be very annoying.
Oh, yes.
Not efficient anymore because you want just to avoid it. So that's where the stress is the same. What's called acute stress, which is a short time stress, it's very useful mechanism. When it's become chronic, so it's...
when it keeps on going and going.
Exactly. Then it's less efficient or even less positive. So stress... you have markers of stress. That could be your heart rate. It would be your breathing rate and the muscle tension. So it will go very fast to high. And muscle tension is impressive. If you really have a stress, you will have a crazy force, actually.
Yes.
So you will become super strength.
You get the adrenaline going through your body.
And so you get a strength that can save your life in certain occasion. And of course, in a normal world, it will go low very quickly after. So the body is very good in handling acute episode of stress. So we are designed to recover quickly, and it's even a way to boost our resilience. So if I have light stress, it's almost beneficial because it's a way to strengthen my immune system, my reactions, and how I can handle those stress. So it's something which is actually, in small dose, very important.
Yes.
Now, what is not good for the body is as soon as he has to handle not only acute episode of stress, but chronic stress, where what we were talking about, meaning your resting heart rate, the blood pressure and the muscle tension will be high constantly.
Yes.
And that's where you see you create a new normal where all those markers that would mark something very unusual would become the norm. And that's where when you go to the very unusual situation to the new norm, that's where there is a problem.
So what we are saying here is that our bodies are actually designed to handle stress, but there are differences between the acute and chronic one. So can you go into more details just about each of those to understand them a little bit better?
Indeed, acute goes for short-term stress. So what is a short-term stress? You're in the middle of a traffic jam. You have a... an argument with your partner.
Depending how long the traffic jam is going to stay, it can become a chronic one.
And you are riding your bike and there is a stray dog chasing you.
Yes, okay.
So those are short-term stress, mm-hmm. and those are a punctual activation of your stress response system.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So back to the dog, stray dog chasing you on your bike.
Which is often in Thailand.
Yes, you will activate so your muscle and go way faster. So in less than 100 meters, you would be at 2 minutes from the dog and you will be all fine.
So what happens here is that your body pushes the blood to your extremities, to your legs and
And it will
hands.
Create tension in your muscle. Mm-hmm. So your legs are more efficient, so you go faster.
Faster.
And that 20% faster or
will
more
help. Will save you.
It gave you the edge. So we can see, and that's a good example here, that this punctual activation of the stress response system is actually very beneficial. It's you don't get to be bite by the dog.
Yeah.
Now, the chronic stress. This is the repeated exposure to stressful situation, meaning that your cortisol will go up, mm-hmm. but stay up. And as we mentioned right before on the first question, it was when it becomes the new normal. So suddenly, you will create health problem that could go from heart disease, diabetes, chronic pain, high blood pressure, mm-hmm. Depression, and immune system being low, mm-hmm. just because you are handling constantly stress. So that stress could be you are not recognized at work, or you have completely unachievable goals, mm-hmm. You are making too much hours, mm-hmm. you have like 2 hours of commuting before work, 2 hours coming back, mm-hmm. or the situation is out of your control, so your organism will feel that it's always in danger.
Yes.
So now you are constantly sending an alarm message, and of course the way you handle it, at some point you just can't anymore. So that's where the stress becomes very negative, and you go into a vicious circle, mm-hmm. because if you are chronically stressed out, the quality of your sleep will go down, and as we said, low quality sleep, mm-hmm. is a very huge impact on your health and your immune system and your way to memorize. So you enter in a loop where you are stressed, but the more you stress, the less
the worse it gets.
Yes, and the lower you can sleep well, uh-huh. and you don't sleep well, so you are slow, you don't memorize things, you feel bad, so you sleep more.
So you're really trapped in a loop, in a cycle.
Exactly. So here we want to talk on the last part about how to go in out of that loop and how you can try to counter chronic stress.
Okay, let's go directly to that last question or answer. I think people are waiting for this. So how to get out of that loop and handle that chronic stress?
One thing which is not usual but can work for quality of sleep and to lower the stress is not only the things that you can do, but also things that you can undo.
Okay, like?
And avoid.
For example?
So what I mean by this is that if you really are in a stressful thing, I would question my relationship and maybe avoid toxic people.
Okay.
So it's not only on you. So people, we tend to blame ourselves. But sometimes, if your work is super stressful, maybe you have to question if it's really worth it, and maybe you have to change work. Mm-hmm. If you live in a super stressful city, maybe you need to move because you are not meant to be in a such urban
environment.
So we have to look at the things that you can undo and do.
So they can be like really big lifestyle changes.
Yes, because I think when I mean undo, what I mean by that is things that are out of your control. Mm-hmm. So do is things that you have, you are in control, and undo is things that you have to quit just because
you cannot control it, yes.
And you cannot change them, basically.
Yeah.
So things that you can do is just an approach in life, and it's indeed about lifestyle. Very simply shifting your priority and making self-care a priority.
Mm-hmm.
And you can try to do less but better. We talked in this podcast about time management and time management technique. Actually, if you control better your time, you will have stress relief. So the good sign, if you are about to hire a project manager, is that he has to be a super calm person, because then it means that he is able to organize and prioritize his time. So he's a real project manager.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when you want to hire a project manager, don't listen to what he says. Just see how he is. Yeah. If he's stressed, there is something wrong.
If he walks the talk.
Yes. So here, all the technique that we are talking about, problem solving, planning, delegating, better time management, and managing your focus and your attention are super important, because they will be stress reliever. So now they don't create stress, they relieve you from stress. Mm-hmm. One thing, for example, always be careful about perfection, learn to delegate, learn to plan, mm-hmm. and learn to better manage your time, then you will relieve from stress.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing is, don't ignite the stress circle, mm-hmm. but try to relieve from stress. And again, and things that you can undo are to avoid toxic people or work, if it's a toxic work environment or a toxic city. Something very pragmatic as well, cardio training,
okay.
is a stress reliever.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because of physical fatigue. And also, when you run, you cycle, you walk, or you play some sports, you are immersed in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it will actually put back the stress.
Yes.
And you have the feel-good hormone that comes with those sports. So this is a stress reliever,
yeah.
a very simple one. So to keep an habit of doing some cardio training is a very potent stress reliever.
So eating food as comfort is not a good stress reliever, actually, which a lot of people do sometimes.
The thing we have to see here is that, for example, if you think or talk about chocolate,
mm-hmm.
It's very potent. So if you do at night, it's actually a sleep disruptor.
Yes.
So it's not that nice. And also to gain weight won't really help you in managing your stress, I don't think.
Yeah, so if it creates another problem, then it's not a good.
So moderate physical activity can really improve your sleep and then relieve your stress.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you go to swim in cold water,
mm-hmm.
or taking a cold shower,
yes.
will always relieve your stress. So it's something that can be important.
And trust me, in cold showers, your focus is directly to the point. You cannot think about anything else. So it's good if you want to refocus.
Of course, there is something that you can do very important, which is taking time off. Because sometimes when we are in a cycle of stress, you need to take some time off because you need to stop that alarm. So it's not doing the same thing that will help to change it. So that's why sometimes you just need to take time. And so doing something, so taking a sabbatical, something that we talked about, being in a very relaxing place outside of where you live and where you are used to, will help to change your behavior. Because you will adopt a new cycle, you won't have the stress of every day. So sometimes you need not only to take some time off, but to take off, like to move, at least for a moment. And one thing in the values, which I think is very important, you have to stop being happy to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
For me, being busy is a very bad sign.
Mm-hmm.
So people love to think that their importance is related to being busy. I doubt so.
Yeah.
And it's this is insinuating that you have to be constantly overwhelmed to be doing good work, which I don't think is the case. It's just generating stress. So any behavior that will kind of generate stress is to avoid. And one thing is to stay yes constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about in essentially to learn how to say no.
Yeah.
This for me is very important, where you say no, meaning then after you will look at things and you will see if you can do or not. Mm-hmm. But the first answer will be no. And I think this is very important in the sense that if you don't protect
yourself,
nobody will do. So this is part of your duty and responsibility. That's why for me, stress and dealing with chronic stress is about self-care and lifestyle. So yes, some kind of food can help you. Some kind of physical activity and the quality of your sleep will help you. But if you stay and remain in a very stressful environment, the source will come back. So you need to go to the source. Mm-hmm. So stress reliever, they work if you are in an environment which stop constantly generate that stress.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you will just give you the impression that you are dealing with it, but actually will come back. Mm-hmm. So that's why in life, sometimes you have to take a tough decision. And if you have been for more than 6 months in chronic stress, you have to question the environment you live in, the environment you work in, and you need to take some measure because this is just going to burn you out.